Hey, everybody, I'm Nick Layton.
And I'm Leah Bonema.
And we're the hosts of Were You Raised by Wolves?
Each week, we try to make the world a kinder, nicer place.
Well, that's the idea, at least.
I mean, we try.
Have you ever wondered what to do if you're ghosted?
Or what to do when a friend asks you to borrow money?
Or the proper way to eat Cheetos?
You know, the big questions.
So please find Were You Raised by Wolves wherever you listen.
This piece was brought to you by Roberta's, robertaspizza.com.
Hey, Food Radio listeners. I'm HRN's Executive Director, Katie, and I'm really excited to share that we're launching a brand new show. Meat and Three is HRN's weekly food news roundup. Tune in for a deep dive and three tasty shorts every Friday evening. It's 15 minutes, so you can listen while you wait for your pizza. This week, the fight for universal free lunch in New York City public schools isn't over yet.
I'm overburdened. I'm overworked. I don't get staff when people are out.
Plus, Dana Cowan, former editor of Food & Wine magazine and host of HRN's Speaking Broadly, catches up with Valerie Lomas, the winner of the Great American Baking Show's Derailed Season 3. Discover how a Danish brewery is motivating people to get fit. And hear Allison Roman speak to the highs and lows of her cookie recipe going viral.
Every time I see anyone in a social setting, that's generally the first thing they ask me is, how are the cookies?
Be better informed and wildly inspired by the stories and people you hear on Meat and Three. Find us on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
We're back after what seems like a very, 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 very long hiatus. We're back. Or alternately, actually, when I got here this morning, it was like I never left. I don't know, Pete. I'm so confused. Mike Edison back with the Count Pete Zaremba.
I'm back. You know what? The pizza's better. I'm back. I'm back for the pizza.
I'm back for the pizza.
And I took a trip to the salad bar.
I see that Bloody Mary is a lot of foliage.
Oh, that's good.
In your special Bloody Mary.
Oh, it's a special. Leslie Nielsen's special Bloody Mary.
I gotta tell you.
Tell me.
So much has happened since we've been here. We've been all around this world. And, of course, I'd be remiss not to start the show with a mention of our fallen comrade, Michael Chandler, who died of complications of being a Ron Chant this week. And I say that with my heart is beating. And I've been doing a lot of crying and a lot of thinking this week. And we're going to drink to him. And we're going to play a little Ron Chant later. But just so everybody knows, there will be a special Michael Chandler, Ron Chant's Lost Crusaders tribute show.
I better be part of that.
Coming up.
I want to be part of that.
You are on the A-list.
Thank you.
Not just for the radio show, which is going to happen June 17th, but we're planning a large-scale entertainment spectacular with more stars than there are in the sky. That will happen at a local venue at a date to be named later. But, you know, Michael Chandler, who was the singer of the Ron Chants and really my best friend for over 30 years, and my favorite drinking partner. And you know how we like to drink, Pete?
How?
Unapologetically.
That's how
we drank. And last night, there's been so much going on. I finally sat down at the bar and tipped a few unapologetic.
With Mr. Clifford Mott, I believe. Artist of Filmland.
Yeah, that's right. Famous artist of Filmland, Cliff Mott. And I got to say, I was feeling a little fuzzy this morning for the first time in a while.
You look a little fuzzy.
But what I have here...
Let's rub that fuzz away. What do you have there?
What I have here...
That looks like a classic Italian bitters soda bottle.
It is one of those little triangular bottles. This is a Boutique Negroni pre-mixed in the bottle. Artwork totally pilfered from Tim Leary's LSD records.
It looks like it's from Modesty Blaze at the end when she's trapped in that room with Dirk Bogarde.
I'm a little worried that we're going to hallucinate after drinking, but apparently... pre-mixed cocktails, and I'm not talking about Tango. Remember what Tango was?
Oh, of course.
It was like Tang and vodka. It was like pre-mixed screwdriver.
That's for the space program.
This is
developed by NASA.
That was a joint. Tango was a joint effort for the Soviets and the Americans. We brought the Tang. They brought the vodka. People don't know what Tango is. This is just a pre-mixed Negroni, though. But look,
what's the brand?
Look at the label. This is from Saint Agrestis, and I got it from my friends at Smith and Vaughn.
Okay,
who are the baddest motherfuckers on the planet. They are the wine shop right by the Carroll Street F station, which is a great location. Yeah. Get off the train. Buy some booze.
I have to say, this is a very handy invention for someone who's so incapacitated they cannot mix their own Negroni.
Okay, well.
So open the bottle. So, let's try. I'm going to put aside my salad.
Yeah, and let's try, you know.
Let's have this
Negroni.
Let's check this out.
This is an idea whose time has come. Here you are, Pete.
My son would like this. It's pre-mixed, Sergey.
All right.
Okay.
Well,
to Mike Chandler.
To Michael Chandler.
Michael Chandler.
And as we drink our Negronis, or as we unapologetically treat our hangovers.
That's not bad.
It's quite good, actually.
That's not good.
That's actually quite excellent. A little perfumey at the end.
It is a little perfumey.
It
tastes a little bit like Coward's Violets.
Here.
The pizza's here.
And Matt brought in a pizza. Okay.
Thank you, Matt.
I feel like the next thing that's going to happen is a Ron Chance concert is going to explode.
Thank you, Matt.
Thanks.
This is a delicious-looking pizza margarita.
And as we deal with our hangovers on a
at Roberta's.
You know what's good for a hangover, Pete?
What?
Drinking too much the night before.
That'll do it every time.
Well, it's also Mother's Day,
okay.
So
Mike,
mothers and motherfuckers.
Mike, I did get a message from... from Morten Henriksen of the Yum Yums, the king of Norwegian garage rock. He said that he heard that Celine Dion walked into a bar, and the bartender said,
"Why the long face?"
Exactly.
I'm sorry. I jumped at Elliot.
Oh, you are the worst.
Well, I just, you know.
You are. Oh, there goes.
Well, as equestrian, equine-looking pop stars go.
Mm. Oh, this is good.
I like this.
And we're here at Roberta's, back in Roberta's in the fabulous Bushwick.
And my hangover's flying away.
You were
like a little angel.
You were in San Juan.
I was in old San Juan. I needed
El Convento.
A little break from the reality of Brooklyn. And we stayed in old San Juan, which is a beautiful old colonial city, in El Convento, which is a converted monastery, a convent, across the street from the Catedral de San Juan Bautista. And it's really nice to be in an old city but have beach access.
Oh, you bet.
I hate those, you know, the tour zone, those big white hotels.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because they want to serve you international food. It's like, here, it's Tuesday, have prime rib au jus. Wednesday, have lasagna. I'm like, fuck you.
Lasagna.
You know, in Puerto Rico.
Well, I hope you had some good criollas.
We had great, I had tostones with every meal.
Tostone, baby.
And dinner at Marmalade, a tasting menu, which is, I got to tell you, it's like what the Gramercy Tavern would be if the Gramercy Tavern were in an opium den.
Yeah.
I mean, we just sort of sat down, and there were throw cushions and gauzy things everywhere, and a very extensive...
A little bit like our headquarters here,
exactly,
our clubhouse.
Exactly. An extensive tasting menu and pairing, wine pairing, but the cocktail of note was a thing called the global warming. And hats off to
whoever. Very topical.
Very topical and tropical. And what the global warming is sort of like a hibiscus margarita, if you can imagine something. Some very dry hibiscus tea with some very, very good añejo. But here's the thing. The ice cube, which is one of those solid, spherical, postmodern cocktail ice cubes, had been infused with several kinds of local chili. So as it melts, the drink becomes more and more picante, hotter and hotter to the taste. So the first sip is going okay. And we're having a conversation, and the waitress comes over and is talking about the menu. And I have another sip, and it's getting a little warm. By the time you're done, it is like the China syndrome, you know. And all that's left is like this red chili, you know, in the dead center. And the waitress says, "Well, you know, there's always somebody here who says, 'Yeah, no problem, I've got it.'" And let me tell you, you don't.
You know.
Okay, that's the chili that makes the coyotes speak in the voice of Johnny Cash.
Ooh. And this is at Marmalade in Old San Juan.
Yeah, and I highly recommend it. It was absolutely fantastic. And it reminds me, I do need to get a brulee torch. I need a blowtorch, you know, to brulee my dessert.
Of course.
And also to do some metal work.
Some metal work, yeah. Okay. And make your make your creme brulees and your whatever. And
I could use a new gate on my house, I guess. There you go. So you've been traveling, Pete.
I've been around, baby.
You've been so far out. You've been in.
So far out. The boat stopped going. Luckily, we got off the day before. We went to the mysterious island of Helgoland.
Amazing. And there you saw Bilbo Baggins, and you got the secret ring of power. What happened?
We went there for what's called the rock and roll, Butterfart. Now, this is German, Butterfart. Fart is the same as our word, fairing, to go. Go for the butter. And it's because Germans go to Helgoland in the old days to go literally for like duty-free stuff and whatnot. It's still a duty-free zone. So it's the drunkest place I've ever been.
That's not even possible.
Okay,
as a chronicler and of your career, how is that even possible?
The people.
I mean, more drunk than this radio station.
Yes.
More drunk than a Ron Chance concert.
Yes.
More drunk than New Orleans.
German drunk. This was so drunk. How drunk was it?
German drunk is drunk.
They were drunk. It was drunk. But people got on the ship to go. It's a three hour plus trip. From Wilhelmshaven, and it's like the people were plowed before they got on the boat. Then they let you take on crates of beer and booze right on the boat, and the people decked out on the floor. They were plowed before they got to the island.
You know what kind of drinking that is?
What?
Unapologetic.
It was very unapologetic.
tell you what, it's Mother's Day, and we promised we were going to spin some records for all the moms.
What are you going to play for the moms?
For all the moms out there. One from our repertoire, Sharky and the Count. I'll tell you about where we're going to be playing soon. But right now, we're going to drop this one, J.B. Lee Noir, Mama, Talk to Your Daughter.
Oh, talk about me.
Mama, talk to your daughter about me. Mama, please talk to your daughter for me. She made me llama and I ain't gonna leave her bed. I ain't gonna stand up quit now, she won't talk me around.
One that's the great J.B. Lee Noir, and I believe that's just him with Fred Below, the drummer, not the full band. They made some crazy records, just that acoustic guitar and sort of and the trap drums, and he gets into this sort of like weird African hunch kind of thing going on. It's quite a thing.
Sharky and the Count. See what we do to it.
Watch us vivisect it.
This pizza's delicious.
I'm glad the pizza came halfway through. This is like
it's a pizza party. Sharky and the Count, Arts and Seizures. Here we go.
Mother's Day.
I got my salad here. It's delicious.
you're special, Bloody Mary. You've been to Helgoland, where you've reclaimed the Ring of Power.
I know it sounds very hobbity.
I've been to old San Juan, which I got to tell you is great, and people are very obviously appreciative that to see some tourists there and it's happening. The old city, everything's kind of got a fresh coat of paint, and you feel like things are like running like 80%+. You know, if you sort of look behind the screen a little bit, I mean, there's a lot of hurricane damage, and Inner Island is more, but people are super nice, and the music we heard was fantastic, and the food both like super, like going to a lunch counter and just having some ropa vieja, like rice and beans, tostones, with ajo and pique.
I actually managed to have tostones with my breakfast in Orlando, but
Oh yeah, that's right. So you've been all over Switzerland. You've been all over. You've been to Helgoland.
Yes.
You've been to Switzerland in the Alps.
Germany. Burn, baby, burn.
And the tour ends in Orlando at Bubba Gump's.
At Bubba Gump's. Oh, but at breakfast, I did have some tostones. But that was from my dad, Peter Zaremba, his 90th birthday. God bless you.
So you're Pete Jr.?
No, I am Pete the whatever.
Third, fourth? Like a proper Polish emperor? Like Zaremba the 19th?
I'm like, there's many Peters. But anyhow,
Peters. You know, if I had five Peters, my pants would fit like a glove. Matt, loosen up with the laugh button in there.
Right. The audience, you know what it is? I don't think the audience has got that thing. Oh, there you go. Enough of that, right? Enough of that.
Let's keep moving. How about another? How about another mom song? I always thought this was like one of the more.
Are you going to play more music?
Yes.
I didn't even get to about that. Germany was so nice. It was like all of a sudden.
I hear it's drunk this time of year.
It was very drunk on the island. Unbelievable drunk. We were lucky enough. Spring, someone flipped the switch. It went from being absolutely miserable to being springtime, and better than that, it was Spargelzeit.
Ah, Spargelzeit.
Spargelzeit. Deutschland.
I've been worried about your commitment to Spargelzeit.
Well, we were very happy, which just means that it was asparagus time. And so,
you know, that crappy white asparagus.
Well, that's the thing. That's a controversial thing.
There's no controversy. Asparagus should be fucking green.
It should be green. However, they were super into the big giant white.
I know
asparagus.
They are. So you think? Yeah, Germans are into the giant white asparagus.
Ooh, yes.
It was a Spargelzeit surprise. Ooh, a Spargelzeit mitzvah.
Yes, but it goes very good, and especially in Frankfurt, where we went for schnitzel, of course, with the famous. The green sauce.
You were on the schnitzel circuit.
We were working the schnitzel circuit pretty hard, and you know, we had some schnitzel and also the apple wine, which is a Frankfurt thing, with spargel. And what can I say? It was a very delightful time.
I do
year.
Love booze made from apples.
Like, oh
you know,
yeah,
you know, Calvados is my favorite.
Oh yeah.
All right, moving right along. We're gonna
move on.
But they cover the white asparagus too with like mayonnaise too. So it's not enough that it's flavorless. They have to like hit it. You know,
the thing is,
flavorless master race food.
They have
to hit it with like the thing the Jews hate the most, like a goyish or fucking mayo.
Oh, but see, then I'm on your team because I detest. I can say that in so many languages. Je déteste la mayonnaise.
Oh, that's good.
You know, I can in many languages.
Je déteste la mayonnaise.
Yeah. Okay, man. I can say it. I hate it.
If I had a nickel for every time a woman said that to me. Okay. Which segues right into our next song.
Really?
Mama
More
told
music?
Mama told me
now,
not
wait a second.
Don't walk in my segue. Mama told me not to come, which I always thought was like the weirdly Mama, stay out of my business. Like
Mike, you know, it takes someone like you. I never saw any innuendo in that title.
Really?
But, you know, so you have a dirty mind.
I spent the morning actually studying the lyrics, and apparently...
Please, tell me.
It's about kind of like somebody's mom warning someone not to go to like a drug party. I don't know what the fuck the song is about.
Tell me it's not Three Dog Night.
Okay. I actually like the Three Dog Night version.
Okay.
I like the original Randy Newman. I love the electric piano sound on the Three Dog Night version. I love that Fender Rhodes whirly kind.
Well, I love a Fender Rhodes, but...
But I've decided to go today... with the Animals version, which is as fucked up as anybody else's, I guess. Dude, Mama told me not to come. You know what it's like? It's like when James Brown sings, you know, it's like I get upset when you touch me. It's like, what's wrong with you, dude? It's like, I can't tell if that's a good thing or a bad thing. I'm just like, it's so lost in the synaptical nightmare that must have been James Brown's mind that I don't know whether it's hot or not.
James, you know, is a lot of unfathomable genius in there. If you're going to play this song, then, and it's by the Animals. Let's dedicate this to Keith and Linda from Newcastle, England, mm-hmm. who came all the way over to see us in Hamburg at the Hafenklang.
The Hafenklang.
In the Reepersbahn, made famous by the Beatles. Anyhow.
The Reepersbahn was famous before the Beatles ever got there.
We never.
Oh,
come
yeah.
on.
Okay, the Beatles came and left when the horse stayed.
They sure did. And they're still there.
Right. The Hafenklang.
Anyway.
Was that German for like fantastically huge penis?
It's having a good klong. I don't know. It's only half a klong. I want the vol klong the next time. The volen klong, the full klong.
I know you want the full klong.
No, I want the whole thing.
You know, if I had five klongs. All right, never mind.
Your pants would fit better than they are now. Who's your tailor anyway?
Tom Jones.
People at home can't see what Mike is wearing. That shark skin suit. It's all fuzzy, though.
It was cut for radio. I saw Tom Jones do a great version of Mama Told Me Not to Come. Of course he could. But it's still fucking weird. Mama Told Me Not to Come. Anyway,
Mike, I don't know about
it's,
that.
It's weird, dude.
Are you going to play this song or
it's,
what?
It's weird. Even if you're going to dream about this later. All right. Eric Bird and the Animals. Mama Told Me Not to Come. Matt, drop it. Yo.
Happy Mother's Day.
Want some whiskey, real water, or sugar in your tea? What are these crazy questions they're asking me? This is the wildest party there ever could be. Don't turn on the lights, 'cause I don't want to see. Mama told me not to come. Mama told me not to come. Mama said that ain't no way to have fun. Open up the window, let some air into this room. I think I'm almost choking on the smell of stale perfume. And that cigarette you're smoking, it's about to scare me half to death. Open up the window, let me catch my breath. Mama told me not to come. Mama told me not to come. Mama said that ain't no way to have fun. The radio is blasting. Someone's knocking on the door. I heard that she's not less, she's passed out on the floor. I've seen so many things I ain't never seen before. Don't you turn on the lights, 'cause I don't want to see no more. Mama told me not to come. Mama told me not to come. Mama said that ain't no way to have fun, son.
All right, Pete, how do you rate that version of The Animals?
I rate it highly as far as versions of Mama Told Me Not to Come. How's that? I do want to send that out, though, to Keith and Linda of Newcastle. They gave me a big book about Eric Burden when they came to see us at Hoff and Klang.
A big book about Eric Burden.
Favorite son of fabulous Newcastle.
I believe it was just his birthday this week, too, as well.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Eric Burden. And I don't think that song's still in the set for reasons too deep.
I liked it, though.
I love the original. I love the Randy Newman version. Really? The original, it's got Ry Cooder on it. Yeah. It's a,
yes, you know what?
I like the Three Dog Night version, though. I do.
You're revealing maybe too much about yourself.
But Tom Jones,
Tom Jones.
Listen, when Tom Jones sings Mama Told Me Not to Come, I mean, it does take on a different meaning.
That's right. Yeah. Tom, yeah. This girl's throwing their panties at him. You better believe it.
Are you kidding? The tail end of the 20th century. This was not in the 70s when I saw him doing this, and I guarantee you panties were still flying. I mean, they were probably a little whiter and larger than the panties that were being flinged.
Hang on to your wigs, ladies.
Hang on to your wigs. Moving down the list of mother songs, here's a problem.
Mother.
Here's a problem I don't have.
What?
A mother-in-law.
Oh, Alan Toussaint. Ernest K. Doe.
Ernie K. Doe, or as he preferred to be called, the Emperor of the Universe.
Yes, he did. And he would say, burn, K. Doe, burn.
Burn, K. Doe, burn. He was a guy. Burn, he, like, he was a cape guy. He was into
he
the
was
cape.
A cape guy. He could wear a cape anywhere. You kidding? Even in New Orleans, where it's too hot to wear a cape.
So, I don't have a mother-in-law. This guy kind of dodged that bullet.
The much maligned mother-in-laws. However, This is a very potent song. I mean, he said Satan is about the same thing as his mother-in-law. That's pretty harsh.
It is pretty rough.
That's pretty rough. But Ernie puts it over in a nice way, right? God bless him and rest his soul.
Well, he had Alan Toussaint sort of keeping it.
Keeping a little light in the loafers there, you know, if you know what I mean.
I do know what you mean. I don't want to be too mean, because Alan Toussaint was not
I love him.
Ernie K. Doe may have been a motherfucker, but Alan Toussaint
was a gentleman.
Not.
Having had dinner with him when he was premiering his show Stagger Lee in New York, he was beyond a gentleman and just so amazing. And a beautiful piano player. We should listen to this song.
All right. Hey, Matt, you ready? We're going to drop one
Hey,
more?
Matt, put down that booze.
Beyond a Gentleman. Sort of like that story you told me about Andy Warhol.
And oh, yeah.
That should be beyond. That's what your book should be called, Beyond Gentleman.
Beyond Gentleman.
And it should really just about that moment with Andy Warhol. Anyway, Ernie K. Doe, Emperor of the Universe, Mother-in-Law.
Mother-in-Law. She worries me so. Mother-in-law,
mother-in-law,
if she leave us alone, oh, we would have a happy home sent from down below. Mother-in-law,
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 Satan shouldn't be her name. To me, they're about the same. Mother-in-law,
mother-in-law,
every time I open my mouth, steps in right to put me out. How could she stoop so low? Mother-in-law,
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 mother-in-law.
Back. It makes me think of the late Gordon Russell Spaeth. Let your backbone slip, right? Man, let your backbone slip.
That drum track is out of this world. That's classic. Do you remember the first time you met your mother-in-law?
Yes, I do. She gave me a stare. The famous stare that was so unbelievable. It was like, what's her name? The one with the Medusa stare.
Yeah.
She gave me the Medusa stare.
She looked at you,
stare.
And she looked at her daughter.
Yeah, Lord have
mama,
mercy.
Mama, talk to your daughter about Pete.
But it turned out that we wound up being good chums, actually. She was a lot of fun.
I guess it's Kiss Me Stupid. Kiss one of my
stupid.
Favorite movies when...
Dino?
With Dino, of course, the Billy Wilder movie, when Kim Novak sort of like gets thrown out of the house. But her mother says to her, is like, you could have been married to the second most popular chiropractor in Carson City. Instead, you chose this jerk.
Oh, man.
Well, holy cow, Pete, as ever, it's been the fastest half hour.
Where does the time go, Mike? Where does the time go?
Well, I'll
go?
Tell you where it goes. It goes to Helgoland.
It goes to Helgoland?
It went into this little portable bottle of Negroni.
It looks like a Chinotto bottle. Isn't that the stuff that
is? Yeah, it's like a classic like bitter soda bottle.
What is it?
This is cute.
Chinotto. And who makes that again? Let's put a plug in there.
They should sponsor us. The Genius is...
Oh, I'm going to have another bite of my salad.
I guess this. You got the salad. You got the pizza. Let's thank Matt for turning the knobs. We got a lot of stuff coming up. Kids, we are building up to the countdown to our 250th show, which if all goes right, will happen in August.
And next week,
Next week, we're going north to Alaska.
North to Alaska.
North to Alaska with our buddy Mark Adams, just wrote a book.
And our big jamboree of Johnny Horton. Jamboree. Hootenanny.
I got a lot of work to do
you
this week.
You certainly do, Mike. We better go home and woodshed.
Coming up, we've got real guests.
Real guests?
We have books about wine and sex and drugs and chefs and guitars and more nonsense to come. Don't forget, we are going to be appearing. Where the fuck are we appearing? We're doing this Talking Heads.
We're doing the Talking Heads
karaoke night
at the Sally Can't Dance. It's not karaoke. Come on,
Sally Can't Dance is a great series.
Not this week, but next week. At the fabulous Barry Electric,
27th I believe.
27th
Barry Electric.
And what song
will we be doing?
Let's let it be a surprise.
No.
Yes.
Otherwise, people, you know, when you get in line to do a Talking Heads song, no one says, "I really want to do Air."
Let's just say we do the best one.
We do the best one.
We cherry picked it,
and I'm gonna
We sure as hell.
I'm gonna help Pete bring the menace. You're far too nice.
I am.
For that song.
I am too nice. Live from Roberta's again.
All right. Arts and Seizures.
You call us living?
Let's hear it for everybody's favorite pizza. Pizza Remba.
Thank you.
Mike Edison, one more time. Matt in the booth twirling the knobs.
It's Mother's Day.
Thanks to everybody.
Remember your moms, especially you people out in France, Paris, whatever. Remember your moms, okay? Everyone.
Why France and Paris? Because there's moms there. What are the Jewish moms?
What about the Jewish
moms? Italian moms.
Everyone.
The Polish moms.
All around the world, baby.
All right. Everybody's got a mom, right?
Everybody's got a mom. How could we get here otherwise?
All right. All right. We're going out with this one's for our friend Michael Chandler and all the Ron Chance fans all over the world. Speaking of moms, this one's called Everyone Loves Your Mama. All right.
Uh-oh.
All right.
Uh-oh. That's fighting words.
You don't know. You don't have a fucking clue.
I don't want to know.
Yeah. All right. See you guys next week. We're coming back with Mark Adams.
We're going north to Alaska.
We're going north to Alaska.
With a Johnny Horton hootenanny.
More drinking, more pizza, more nonsense, more anarchy on arts and seizures. See you guys. Everybody loves your mama.
For listening to Heritage Radio Network, food radio supported by you. For our freshest content and to hear about exclusive events, subscribe to our newsletter. Enter your email at the bottom of our website, heritageradionetwork.org. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at @heritage_radio. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization driving conversations to make the world a better, fairer, more delicious place. And we couldn't do it without support from listeners like you. Want to be a part of the food world's most innovative community? Rate the shows you like, tell your friends, and please join our community by becoming a member. Just click on the beating heart at the top right of our homepage. Thanks for listening.
Hi, listeners. We want to tell you about a podcast we're really digging. It's called Christopher Kimball's Milk Street Radio. Every week, they travel the world to find the most fascinating stories about food, including children who harvest cod tongues after school in Norway, and a detective who tracks down food thieves. And on Milk Street Radio, you can always find the unexpected. The comedian who ranks apples using an elaborate 100-point system, the secret history of grocery stores, and how to eat your way through Italy. They also interview the most beloved names in food like Jacques Pepin, Sola El Whaley, Jose Andres, Jet Tila, Ina Garten, Nigella Lawson, and Padma Lakshmi. Plus, co-hosts Christopher Kimball and Sarah Moulton do live calls with listeners and answer their questions about ingredients, techniques, and culinary mysteries. Like, why roasting a leg of lamb made one caller's oven explode? Ever wonder why your bread won't rise or your souffle falls flat? Chris and Sarah have the answers. You'll also hear from a rotating cast of contributors, including Kenji Lopez-Alt, Cheryl Day, Dan Pashman from The Sporkful, and Alex Inouz, a French guy cooking from YouTube. Take a listen at 177milkstreet.com/radio or just search your podcast app for Milk Street Radio.